I'm saying, kid, it's only right to represent where I'm from. East Coast, bottom line. But I represent wherever I go. I be on the West Coast. We be getting high. Come with on. The fellas to perform the lie. When we lose, big and tight. Every day, you know how we do. I'm with the crew. Come on. We be having fun. Fun. Niggas know me from day one. Now, lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Niggas violating, they would end up nameless.
Yo, ref, bring me along. I know Smig got my back. Freaky toss off the charm giver. Yeah. 1-2 for my man, pretty new as I play.
Millennium Music Mission.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Yeah. Shockwave Sound Store.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in the audio.
You know.
Hit it with FloFloFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show,
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Okay, Mr. Cheeks, are you there?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh man, Mr. Lost Boys, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk with you today. You have a history that's pretty much unprecedented. You know, you're definitely an official. So I appreciate you coming through. Oh man, shoot. You gave life to us, you know, out here, all the young folks and all the, individuals that needed someone to understand real hip hop. So we definitely appreciate that. Came through, you know what I'm saying? It's some real stuff, bro. Like, I'm in Ohio right now, man. You know, Cleveland out here doing their thing right now, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah. So, Mr. Cheeks, can you please tell the audience where they can find you at, big bro?
You get me on that, on Instagram, it's Mr. Cheeks LB Mafia. On Facebook, it's Mr. Cheeks or Rico Tubbs. On, what is that other shit? Instagram is Mr. Cheeks LB Fan. And you already know. You can reach me anywhere on there and let's get it.
All they really gotta do is put the name in Google and it's gonna pop up with like this humongous bio. I just did the same thing. I was like, damn. I wanted to kind of research the history and stuff, but it was so much history I couldn't even research it. I was like, damn.
No question, right? No?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just like I'm from Akron, so, you know, I'm hometown LeBron James, so this is like official for sure. So,
yes, sir. I was just out
Oh, for real?
I was just out in Cleveland with the Mollies, yeah, on the tour, on the Food of Life tour.
Man, I missed that one. I wish I would have known because I would have promoted that for you.
House of Blues. Yep.
Blues. Oh, you mean actual Cleveland, you know?
Yeah, I was definitely in Cleveland, yep.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, that's what it is, though. Everything's good, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. I mean, I heard you got a new single out and everything, bro. What's going on with that?
We just dropped that new single, Hey, Mr. Cheeks, what's wrong with you? You know, just a little bang out now, you know, just a little song right now for the streets, man. Get ready for the winter, you know what I'm saying? Time to get warm and put some music back out. It's time for me to, you know, just do what I do again, you know? I like to come out in the fall and things like that. Come with, like, hit the scene like Shaggy now. Hit him with one joint and just, you know, continue on the bang.
Heard it.
Yeah.
So you said you got a tour coming up, you said, right?
Well, I'm doing a little tour right now called the Perfect Blend alongside with my man Buddy White from the group Intro, promoting a new single called New York Shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we just running around.
Man, I mean, but you've been around for a long time. You've been doing your thing, but you've been doing it very thorough. I mean, I don't even know where to start really with a person like you, because it's like, you done seen the whole game. You done been through the whole thing. Now, can I start from the beginning, bro?
Yeah, man, whatever you want to do.
Alright, big bro. Okay, so I want you to tell the audience who you are, because, like, I mean, you've done it yourself. You've had the experience. Can you please explain to the audience who you really are?
Man, Mr. Cheeks, LB Fan, straight out of Queens, New York, man. You know what I mean? I got a little catalog of joints that I did. Got my career started back in 95 with a song called Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless. That was my first single. On the album was called Legal Drug Money. You know what I'm saying? I got a joint called Renee. Lex Cool's Beamers in the Benz. I got a joint I did that you might be familiar with, Lights, Camera, Action. It's like one of my main home runs.
Oh, man, that was my sister's favorite song, bro. Matter of fact, my sister put me on to you back in the day. She was like, this dude right here, man, Lights, Camera, Action. Lights, Camera, Action. You know what I'm saying, Lil' Kim? You know what I'm saying? All that stuff.
Of course. No question, you already know. You know the history is I was blessed to be, you know what I'm saying, still doing what I'm doing now, and you getting the word out again that I'm still here. So it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? So that's what
Most
it is.
Definitely.
So I'm in the studio now with Tyler Smith. You know what I'm saying?
So you in the studio? You say what? Say that again?
I'm in the studio right now with Tyler Smith from EPMD and shit.
Oh man, come on man. Y'all make me nervous now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make me nervous, bro.
Making some hip hop joints right now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, like honestly, like it's hard to interview somebody like you because you're so polished, you've dealt with so many individuals. Can you name a few individuals that you've collaborated with, if you don't mind me?
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, from Mary J. Blige to Lil' Kim to Mario Winans to P. Diddy, Missy Elliott, you know what I'm saying? 112, MC Craig G, Meet the Exotic, you know? I've been putting in work for a minute, you know what I mean? I got a joint out right now that I got on, that I'm putting out. I got on the album called Raise. I got a record on there with the late, great Rick James, man. You know what I'm saying? It's called Taste of Love. When you get a chance, check that album out. It's crazy. It's called Raise. You know what I'm saying? We're just putting in that work, man.
Well, I want to kind of go back and I want to start from the beginning because, like, you have a history and an experience that a lot of people will never see. You know, it's a bunch of independent artists nowadays, but
right.
You went through the real game, you know what I'm saying? You did
hell
your
yeah.
thing, and there was a lot of people doubting you at the time, and y'all still made it happen, you know what I'm saying? But so can you tell me how you got started doing music, bro?
Shit, man, my mom's got me to the music when they would have those, parties at the house. You already know I'd get doing my Michael Jackson or whatever I had to do to get it. But, you know, as I got older, I got into the hip-hop. Big Daddy Kane and all, you know what I'm saying? EPMD, come on, man. When I was coming up, the influences in the rap game. So, man, that's how I started, man. When I first seen Rakim do what he did, I was definitely wanting to really make some records after that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a rap artist. You know what I'm saying? And I seen The God, so I was like, hey, man, that's what really got me into it, man. Just wanting to do it, man.
So like, how did you how did you transition from being just an independent type of dude that just had a talent to becoming Mr. Cheek?
Oh, man, putting in that work, man, going to them battles or everywhere they had the mic at, I would go there, you know what I'm saying? From the Red Cafe to Lincoln Park to 40 Park. The mic was at, I had to get...
Got a little bit of digital breakup. I apologize for that. But let's keep going. We're going to get where we can get off this interview. I keep hearing like some digital breakup. Are you guys hearing that too?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Okay, you hear it, but I don't hear it. Okay. I hear it a little bit. You said, Mr. Cheeks, you don't hear that?
No, I don't know. I'm just running my mouth. I can't really hear it talking.
That's all I want. I just want you running my mouth. Okay, that's what's up, bro. I just want to work out. All right, bro. So let me
shout out my people that got me started in the rap game. Tip Dog, Butt Naked Crew, my man Buck and L from Butt Naked, you know what I'm saying? P. Diddy, you know what I'm saying? They have a good push to my career. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is right now. Shout out to all my boys that started with me. I'm still here with me doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
So you still got people... You still got folks that's riding with you since day one?
Hell yeah. gotta have true niggas around through the ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I still got team with me that's rocking and rolling, man. We're waiting for Speed to come home, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I understand totally, 100%, bro. I'm a little bit envious, you know, but I want to understand, I want to understand about this new single, because most definitely, like, you've been doing things the whole 90s, you know what I'm saying? And now we're in 2016, and you got a new single out, bro. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
Yeah, man. Hey, Mr. T, what's wrong with you? A lot of fun shit in the game, a lot of shit to watch out for. The game definitely changed now, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just laying down my lyrical game on them still, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting them know that I ain't changed with the wave. I'm still doing what it do. The only thing that changed is the gas in the tank, like we say, you know what I'm saying? So, that's really what it is, man. I just be popping off. I'm just a regular dude, man. I just like keeping it regular. Taking care of what I gotta take care of, handling my business with the family, do these shows, go home, play my PlayStation 4. I mean, pour it up, man. Real
What's
easy.
What's the new single called, bro?
What's wrong? Featuring the Molly Kids, you know what I'm saying, and Dalia. Yeah.
What's up with that one?
Stephen Molly. Oh, that new joint with Positive K is cracking. That's that remix to his single called Make It Happen. You know what I'm saying? Got a shout out to my man Positive K for bringing me along on that ride, and my man Greg Nice, because he still gets it popping. So it was a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that record is out. I like that record real much, man. So it's doing its numbers, man. It's doing its numbers.
Of course, man. That's the whole goal. You know what I'm saying? Get the industry to recognize the talent. I want to talk to you about, like, I want to go into the single, because, like, you know, people don't understand sometimes, and I want to make sure they understand what the single is about, what you and Positive Day.
Right. It's just all the day in my life, you know what I'm saying? Riding around, hit the studio, make some joints. You know, it's just a regular day life joint, man. If you know what life is about, man, you know how to enjoy your life and all that shit. You know what that's about, man. Sometimes you gotta go pick up your crew, hang out with them niggas all day, hit the studio, make a record, boom. Might run into a little shorty, you know what I mean? I mean, that's what my music is about. It's just about everyday, it's about everyday life, man, you know? Hey, Mr. T, what's wrong? I'm caught up in the game with certain niggas ain't true, you know what I'm saying? I lost half of my crew talking about, you know what I'm saying, my brother Freaky Ty got killed. My nigga Spick Nice doing 37 years, you know what I'm saying? And my man Lou, he just doing what he do right now. So I'm like the nigga holding down that L right now, besides all my young niggas around me and my team that been with me. So we just keeping that name strong, and that's what that record is, to let niggas know the name is still here and we still doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's really that.
Are you a... Yeah, no doubt. Are you an independent artist right now, or...
Yeah, I got my own label called Wonder Twins Records.
Say it again, bro.
I got my own little label right now called Wonder Twins Records. Well, that's Wonder Twins with a U. WUNDERTWINZ. You know what I'm saying? Got a few records out right now under that label, and we just doing what we do, man. Working and just trying to stay relevant. Feel me?
Most definitely, bro. Now, considering that you've been through so many things, you just mentioned your boy. You know, I was going to ask a question about, you know, your best and your lowest times. We already mentioned
that. You know
it. What's been out of everything you've done, man, what's been the highest point in your career, bro?
Oh, man, you highest personally. Point in my career. Yeah, man, that's my kids, you know? That's the highest point in my career. I had my babies, you know? I had my boy and I had my girl, so I'm kind of good right now, you know?
Definitely, bro, but you came back to the game. You never left it in the first place. But you definitely...
Nah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know. But, you know, I'm flying under the radar. You know how I do it, man. You know what I'm saying? But I could get into...
You can kill it. I mean, your stuff still rock. Like clubs, everything.
Cuz. Appreciate it, man. You know, we just trying to bang. Just trying to bang, man. They need to hear some good music right now, man. I mean, you know, it's a lot of different sounds out there. Got to bring that sound back. We bring to the table that, you know, that you that concrete smooth shit again. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you, you know, because considering what you just said, you know, how the game has changed and everything, you know, what do you feel about the game right now? Like when you hear these dudes out here, like, I'm not trying to leave you no answer, but, like, you know, how do you feel about the new game?
I mean, the new game is a new game, you know? Niggas is doing what they do, baby, you know? It's like good music, and it's good music, and it's some corny shit out there. Like every time music is played or made, you know? You just gotta be like, yo, man, I hear a lot of records out there. It's a lot of different shit going on. And some shit I don't agree with, I don't fuck with. And some shit that I fuck with. You know what I mean? I definitely ain't fucking with no niggas wearing no skirts and shit like that. That definitely ain't my hip hop run. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck around none of that shit. And I don't fuck around them tight jeans and shit like that. I ain't got no problem with it, but you know what I'm saying? I just don't do it. I'm just still militant, and I'm still hard to the game. The original when hip hop was hard. You know what I mean?
So are you open?
Now it's selling a lot of this. It's for sale right now. I mean, it's good niggas getting money and all that, but it's, you know, it's for sale right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't for sale. I just do what it do. I love this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you official with the shit. You know what I'm saying? You definitely can't nobody really fuck with you on the shit for real, for real. But, like, can you give the audience some kind of advice? Because, you know, it's a bunch of independent artists out here listening. That
hell yeah, man. What am I saying? I'm independent on the grace of the man upstairs or whatever, you know? It's like, I got to thank Universal for bringing me the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be me, you know what I mean? So when I seen shit wasn't like, seen the way the game was changing, so I just wanted to get out of there before I got caught up too tight into what it is. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean? It wasn't looking like, at the time, the label was other shit. You know what I'm saying? They tell me not to wear, but they got, you know what I'm saying? They giving niggas millions of dollars and shit. We didn't, like, the first niggas to help niggas get their lights on and all that. So, they help niggas get their shit together. Like, me and my camp, they supposed to definitely make us situated right now. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be situated. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what it is, man. Just, you know, all niggas coming out there doing their shit, man. Stay original, man. Stay true to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't get distracted. You know what I mean? Just go for what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It took me 10 years to make one record, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it had to take. Huh?
You said it took you 10 years to make a record, you said?
Yeah, one record.
But that was on a major label, though, right?
Yeah, but you got to go through it to get to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's
what
it was.
I understand that. Everybody want a record deal, right? But they ain't never lived your experience.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that, they come to me, yo, I got to join my artist is hot. Nigga, I'm independent, man. I just do what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I could help bang out a record, do all of that, I make a record with a nigga and all of that, but I ain't promoting the nigga all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a management and nothing like that. I just do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm down to help any artist do what he got to do, because niggas help me get where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is, you know? Bang out.
Let me ask you, you know, you've had some highs and lows in life. And you mentioned your boy, you know what I'm saying, how they did him, and that was unfair to all of us, you know what I'm saying? That was unfair to all of us. I remember that moment, you know what I'm saying? But
no doubt.
You know, how did you overcome that?
I ain't overcome it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just working, I deal with it, you know what I'm saying? I can't get over it because my man is no longer here, as far as, like, I mean, I'm strong, I gotta live on and keep it going, cause nigga, you know, God, I don't wanna fumble the ball, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm holding it down. We do a Freaky Todd day every year. We do a Lost Boy day every year, you know? We all get together, do what it is, so.
Yeah, we keep remember the man, you know what I'm saying? Most definitely, man.
And I just, I'm out here, like I said, I'm out here, my label. I just drop records or whatever right now until I find the right situation that make, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to go to do something different if it help out the whole family, you know what I'm saying?
So exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he appreciates that. I'm sure you're looking down, respecting that one, man.
keeping me going right now. You know that.
Man, come on. You got to, bro. I understand that totally, man. Right.
No question.
So let me ask you, you know what I'm saying? You've had some real big experiences, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are the industry. You know, they can't mention hip-hop without you, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, like, you know, what's one of your biggest moments, man? Like, what's one of the most biggest collaborations you felt that was, like, you know, that thing, you know what I'm saying, that just made you feel good, or not the numbers, but just that.
No doubt. Wow, man, I did a joint with LL Cool J on his album. That was fun. That was incredible. Shit. And when I did the joint with Mario Winans, the Crush on You shit, that was, everything I do is just, it feels good though. You know what I'm saying? Like, every experience is different, but it's still, damn, I ain't never been in this situation. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I know these niggas for years. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I'd be. It'd just be love. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I could go in any of my niggas' dressing rooms and light it up in there with the niggas. Like, you
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah, man. So it's just,
it's a crazy experience, man. I could imagine, because I'm not there yet. You know, so I might not ever get there. But it's just to know,
hey, man,
what you're going through is, you know, like a really, really fun experience. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy,
yeah, man.
Now. So tell me a little bit about the tours you're doing right now. You know, where you gonna be at?
We running up and down North Carolina. We out in this weekend. We are in New York in the Bronx at this joint called Billy's. Me, Rakim, Jaheim, fucking Nemi Ma, Freeway, Black Rob. It's gonna be crazy. We just got Beanie Siegel on the bill.
Oh,
hell, we got Beans on the bill. That's gonna be a crazy night. Then I'm in Vegas on the 4th for Nelly birthday party. Bang that out, November 4th.
Oh,
and then we continuing on. Yeah, wow. Nelly, man.
Beautiful.
I'm the first nigga that got Nelly in the club. You know what I'm saying? First nigga that put that nigga in the club. Hell yeah. He wasn't even old enough to get in the club. But we brought him in the club, got him in the hot tub and everything, with the fruities, everything. Kid. Fact.
You are.
You know, he always loves us. He always reps his boy. You know what I mean? So.
That's what's up, man. That's beautiful, bro. Yeah. So, you know, you see the whole reality TV, see Black People, Black Lives Matter. You see a lot of things right now, man. What's going on with you? How you feel about this whole United States thing and how Black people...
It's crazy, are right? Shit is crazy. But, you know, Black Lives Matter, motherfuckers. This is bottom line, man. Shit, niggas is killing motherfuckers. Niggas getting shot, their hands up, shot, fucking choking niggas to death. What the fuck is going on? So, yeah, man, we over here trying to do what it do. I mean, it's ill, motherfuckers, any race. You got some dumb motherfucking white people. You got some dumb motherfucking Spanish. You got dumb motherfucking Black. You got dumb motherfucking Chinese motherfuckers. It ain't no motherfucking racist motherfuckers that individually on their minds wilding out too. You know what I'm saying? So, hey man, now this fucking election is crazy too. You know what I'm saying? Got to vote for the less evil and shit. It's like, damn, man. Yo, fuck. That's the last two candidates we got. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Shit is just crazy, man.
But
I gotta write about it, baby. You know what I'm saying? I write about it. Put it down in my music and continue to just try to, you know what I'm saying? Protect what's mine, man, my family and all that. So,
singles right now?
I'm doing singles right now. I got the album out. Like I said, it's out there on iTunes and all of that. So, the next album I'm dropping is called Devil's Gold. You gonna look out for that after like Christmas time. I'm coming with heavy duty. About to drop the ill package on niggas on my two, dropping the package for $100 in Christmas. It's gonna be two of my bottles of Akela, two t-shirts, and a motherfucking album called One Night Only. And that's One Night Only album is just a for the holiday. You know what I'm saying? And it's all my joints I did for the women. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
that's going to be a crazy album, and it's going to be a package. It's going to have a killer package there with the album, the t-shirts, and shit like that. That's how I'm doing it right now, though, man. I'm just a hustler. So you got to continue to do what it do, you know? Clothes, time, coming, cheeks, dental. Huh?
You inspiring.
Good looking, man. Good looking, man.
I mean, it's true. They told me that all the time with my own situation, but like, you know, when you're talking to a OG veteran from the hip hop game that created the hip hop game, because like, hip hop wouldn't be what it is without the Lost Boys. Like, I'm gonna guarantee you that. Like, literally.
Good looking,
y'all.
No doubt. No doubt. Appreciate it.
I see some videos on y'all on with y'all on MTV the other day, man. I was like, damn. Y'all niggas was doing that shit like before we even knew what the fuck was going on, for real, for real.
Yo, no doubt, man. Word up.
They had y'all popped off like really nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy to see that, man. But I want to make sure that everybody knows about the new single out. So why don't you just, like, you know, saying, go ahead and promote that new single.
Man, that new single out right now. That new single is called What's Wrong. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Molly. Soon too with that. So I'm glad it's getting cold and it's time for us to put our boots on and our hoodies and get it going again. So that's what we about to do, man.
What's the best way for people to be able to contact you if they want to buy some verses or buy, you know?
Hit me up, man, on the Instagram. DM me. Hit me on the DM. Get it on Instagram. Mr. Cheeks, LB Mafia. Or you can reach out to my man, 11. You already know. It goes down. We pop off or anything, you know what I'm saying? We here, man. We here.
Man, can you give a shout out to your audience? Let me throw some shout outs to your fans as well as people that support you.
Oh, hell yeah. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's still rocking the room with me, you know what I'm saying? From day one, supporting and showing love still, you know what I'm saying? Still checking on me, you know, on Instagram and Facebook, showing me love. Hey, man, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I thank y'all every day. Know that.
Well, man. Now, my last question, because, I mean, it's hard to, really, like, try to pinpoint a man like you. You know, you've been through so much. You're like, dude, I am who I am. I understand that, you know what I'm saying, 100%. But I also want to make sure the independence, because, like, this is an independent radio station, and everybody, like, is a wannabe that's listening. You know what I'm saying? So I need one more level of advice just from Mr. Cheek.
Yeah, man, yo, stick to your craft, man, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some rough runs, it's going to be some good runs, you know? So you got to take that with the bad, man. Yo, going through this shit builds character, you know what I mean? So, hey, ain't no problem with waiting your time. Patience is always good, too, you know what I mean? Don't rush into nothing, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know what I'm saying, you check the papers and all of that shit, because I know I've been trying some shit and did all type of dumb shit because I just wanted to rock and roll, you know? So, yeah, man, get the right team around you, have the positive people around you, man. That's the best way to go, you know? People looking out for you, not just out for themselves and fucking with, because you doing what you do. Make sure you got somebody that's really firm and that's, you know what I'm saying, could really fucking guide you the right way, you know what I'm saying?
So when you was around people like Diddy and Mary J, you know what I'm saying, and all the other individuals, I've seen a bio, I can't even name everybody, I don't even want to sound that cocky, but like, you know, so you didn't been with everybody in the game, you know what I'm saying, when you were in the studio with these individuals, like, is there a certain routine that you practice, or you just do what you do?
Nah, no routine, cuz, put that track on, light up something. And I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get my right on, and I'm gonna get my. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is, man. We like to have fun. The beat is the beat make it go down. You know what I'm saying? The beat make it go down. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you writing rhymes in your head on the bus and your napkin or whatever, but
right,
with
right.
The beat, it's a whole different thing. You know?
So you know, just for the audience, considering you've dealt with all the industry, you are the industry, you know, people think the industry, oh, I get up there, I gotta act a certain way, I gotta be this way, or this person's feeling that way, Diddy's this way, and Mary's that way, and LL's that way, and Run DMC's that way, and all them niggas, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they regular people, right?
Hell yeah. I thought like the same thing too, like they had superpowers and you'd be an artist or something. But that shit, hey man, we all go through life shit. Cancer, motherfucking, you know, whatever, man. Just AIDS, all type shit people go through real life. You know what I'm saying? Music is just, it's my escape from everything. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't making music, I'm kind of fucked up. I like being in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah, man.
It's away from all the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? As long as the home is good, or I can go to the studio and get away from there. I know everything good at the crib. I'm real good, and I love it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, you know?
All right, Bubba. I appreciate your time, man. I mean, honestly, you know, you kind of validated me, you know, Levin been hooking me up, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those guys out here just trying to hold it down, you know what I'm saying, for the industry, you know, no matter what happens, you know? So,
hey, man, anything we could do to help each other make it go down, that's the problem. We got to help each other build up, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, nigga, if this help you get where you're going, I appreciate it that you help me be one of the people to help you get it started. So, that's all good.
Yeah, man, well, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like a Nelly to you in a minute, you know what I'm saying? That's what my goal is. So, what I want to do is...
Check my new videos out. Check out the new video, Hanging, and the new video called LB Mafia, and Raised. Yes, sir.
So they can get that off to Mr. Cheek's YouTube.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube. Yep, go on YouTube, Mr. Cheek's YouTube. Check out the video Hanging. Check out, you know what? Go to rapdills.com. My little nephew's website. Check that out, and all my videos up there, and all of the shit I'm doing. That's fat.
What's that called? You said Rap Dills.
Rap Dills. RAPDILLZ.
.com. All right, they go there, they can find all Mr. Cheek's newest things, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, can you suggest anything if they want to check out the old stuff?
Oh, just, yeah, man, just go, anything you go on YouTube, just look up your boy Mr. Cheek's. I'm rolling.
Okay. All right. Where did you get the name Mr. Cheek's from, man?
Oh, I got that from the late, great Black Just from the Supreme Team. You know what I'm saying? Cats out in Queens. Black Just, I was coming in the club one night. He said, Mr. Cheeks in the building. And it was just there, baby. I kept that. Because now Black Just is one of them heavy hitters back in the days. You know what I'm saying? He's no longer with us, but yeah. He also was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? So got to shout Black Just out for giving me that stamp as Mr. Cheeks. No doubt.
Yeah, man. I had another question. I just forgot it, of course, but I'm kind of excited a little bit. I think I forgot my questions, but I appreciate the time you gave me, man.
No doubt, man.
Oh, man.
Send me your team. Send me your radio show.
Pro Flow Radio. ProFlow. Yeah, like you got that Pro Flow.
Let me do my job.
Go ahead.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks. You're fucking hanging with my man, Mad Max, on that Pro Flow Radio. Let's go!
Mad Factory Productions.
M3!
Mad Max, y'all. Mad Max, y'all.
Whoa!
Yo, Pro Flow, y'all. Mad Max, y'all. Only game, game, tame. What's my name, dawg? Mad Max, y'all. Keep it clean, got no shame. Dawg, on the wave with the blade. Mad Max, y'all. What I say?
Mad Max.
What I say?
Mad Max.
Mad Max, Mad Max, y'all, Mad Max, y'all,
Pro Flow, Pro Flow, Pro Flow,
go, go, flow, go, go.